Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Paul Allen, the play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. How about that outstanding victory today to close down Mall of America Field at the Metrodome? Wasn't that outstanding? How about Cordero Patterson? Be nice if he was Rookie of the Year, wouldn't it? All he did was finish with 9 touchdowns. What a great way to close down a very storied building. 32 years of football here, and we close with a victory. We have some dignitaries to share some memories, and on behalf of the Vikings, we thank you very much for sticking around. First, we will start local with a man who was a center for the Minnesota Vikings. He's from St. Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Matt Burke.
When I was 6 years old, for my birthday, my dad loaded up our station wagon with a bunch of neighborhood kids, and we came here to the Metrodome for the first time to watch the Minnesota Twins. And I was in love. A few years after that, I got to come to the Metrodome. I got to watch the All-Star Home Run Hitting Contest. Then a couple World Series. I watched the Timberwolves in this building. I watched Gopher football in this building. There was a Super Bowl in here. A couple of concerts I went to as a kid, which I probably shouldn't have been at. And then 1998 happened. I was lucky enough to call the Metrodome my office on Sundays for 11 years. And as time went on, some people started pointing out what was wrong with this building. They said there weren't enough bathrooms, or that the concourses weren't wide enough. But you know who really hated coming here? Other teams. And other teams would talk about how dry the air was, or how we'd pump sound in and make, or how the seams in the turf weren't any good. But the reason why they hated coming here was because of the 70,000 people that filled these seats on Sunday afternoon. As a player from your stadium, all you want is a home field advantage, and we definitely had that when I was here with the Vikings. And this building, because it's hosted so many events and we've all been through so much in here, it's not just a place that hosts sporting events, but this building has come synonymous with this area. It's part of our identity. And it's not, there's one thing that's not perfect with this place, and you'll never see another building like this to host that many events and be home for that many teams. But there's one thing that's missing from this building, and that's a Super Bowl championship banner hanging from the rafters. So we'll put that in the next stadium. And we'll admit that this stadium, although it might not be perfect, it was us. God bless.
Matt Burke, ladies and gentlemen. Like Matt said, this is the only facility in sports to host a Super Bowl, a World Series, an MLB All-Star Game, and a Final Four. Definitely is a very historic building coming to a close today, 32 years into it. And a man who did a lot of damage when running the ball here is one of the great Vikings in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. Can we please have a loud round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for the great Robert Smith.
Well, it's a real honor, it's a privilege to be here in front of you again. Had a little chance to talk a little bit at halftime. And, you know, the thing that I remember most about playing in this Metrodome is the insanity. It was absolute insanity. And once again, like I said at halftime, for as much as you enjoy being here, as much as you enjoy cheering your team, I wish you understood how much it means to us to have you up there cheering us on through good times and bad. It always confirmed what I knew about Minnesota people, a different kind of nice. You know, I'm a Midwest guy, I'm from Ohio. And I thought I knew the nicest people in the world, thought I knew what generosity and kindness was. And coming up here, kind of redefined. But like so many of the great players that I played with that knew how to flip that switch, normal, kind, gentle people off the field. And I'm sure many of you, kind and gentle, when you're outside of this stadium, you're absolute demons when you're inside the stadium. And I'd sit over there on the sideline, a nervous wreck, as always was when games were going on, just waiting for the outcome, you know, just waiting for our chance to get back on the field. But I always would smile just hearing how loud you guys would get. I mean, it's just, it's such a great feeling to kind of hear that support. So I'll end once again with Dr. Seuss, who many people will say Dr. Seuss. And it's very appropriate that it is actually pronounced Seuss because it rhymes with rejoice. So we rejoice today, the memories that we had here. Once again, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Thanks for having us.
Robert Smith, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a lot of great players in the history of Minnesota Vikings football, and from one great running back to a man I predict goes down in history as the greatest running back in the history of the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Adrian Peterson.
Thank you. First off, thank you. First off, I would like to say that it's just an honor to be here. You know, 7 years with this organization, and it's been so great. And I must say, I owe it to all you guys, the fans. You guys are the ones that makes it fun to come out here and play in the Metrodome, the Mall of America Field on Sundays. There's been some great memories. Even though, you know, 7 years, that's kind of like right there at the tip of the iceberg for me. You know, these guys have a little more years under their belt than I do, but I've been able just to been able to sit back and just see how dedicated the fans are. And I'm more excited for the fans getting the new field than I am. So I ask you guys just to continue support us, continue to show the love you guys have showed me for 7 years and 32 years counting for the Minnesota Vikings in this stadium. And all day, baby, y'all. And to kind of back up with my guy, Matt Burt, had to say, it's going to be nice to get that banner in that new stadium in here in 2 years. And bring a championship to Minnesota. Thank you.
MVP, ladies and gentlemen. And like what Matt, Robert Smith, and Adrian Peterson said, Today may be sad from a memory-making standpoint to say goodbye to this building, but the future looks very bright. In 2016, on this spot, we will have a brand new Viking Stadium. Before we hear from our last speaker, we should thank the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Ziggy Wilf, and his brother, Mark Wilf, for all of the hard work they did to not only put a good product on the field here, but to secure that new stadium in 2016. Thank you, guys. Now, we will close 32 years of football at Mall of America Field and the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome by hearing from the most famous and maybe significant figure in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. Ladies and gentlemen, coaching immortality, Mr. Bud Grant.
Thank you. Hey, it's great to win, isn't it? Thanks for sticking around. You've been around my whole life, it seems like, my whole career here in Minnesota, opening this stadium many, many, 32 years ago, seemed like yesterday. We've had a lot of great moments here. Remember that this was the ultimate stadium 32 years ago. Now we're looking forward to the ultimate stadium for the next 32 years in a couple of years. In the meantime, we're going back to the elements. We're going back to the elements. The thing that made the Vikings famous. We're going to go back and play outdoor football for a couple of years, get our feet back on the ground. Then we'll be back here in 3 years and open a new stadium. And thanks to so many people, it'll be hard to cover it. Governor Dayton, Mayor Ryback, the Wilfs, their contribution. It's just amazing. A lot of people put together what we're going to have to experience in the next few years. Now, it's hard to cover a lot of ground in a short space of time, but the backbone of this whole operation are you people up here. That's been said before, but it can't be said often enough. You are the Vikings. You got purple, you got horns. You are the Vikings. We appreciate your support over the years. You've made us what we are today, and I thank that. Thank you a whole lot. Now, I can only close by saying, look up at that sign. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories, everybody. Have a safe drive home. The game's over.
The fans were just, they were great all those years. I mean, as loud as they could be in that building.
So many great memories for me. Obviously, just an enormous home field advantage. A crowd is just amazing.
Fans really pushed us and motivated us, and a really special place for me.
Side across the 50. He breaks the tackle, and Adrian Peterson is loose. He has scored a 65-yard touchdown.
Culpepper to the end zone, throws to Cutter.
Thank you. Ken Henry is loose. He splits the defense. Touchdown!
Just knowing that we had an advantage from the crowd to playing on the field that was our home field.
It's been a great place to play for many, many years.
I knew it was special, and I knew it was different.
You know, every season you guys are packing the stadium.
Makes the hair raise up on my arms just thinking about it.